How often have you converted those in practice?
I mean, we practice that all the time. So, I mean, you don't go against a live team. So, you know, it's just kind of me just kicking it to myself. And, you know, we don't leave any stone unturned, and we practice a bunch of different situations. And, you know, we even had that onside kick after a safety against the Steelers like 3-4 years ago. So there's just different things that you do. And, you know, when you can get the opportunity to do it and do it, you know, it feels really good. And, you know, during practice, like, oh, I got to do an onside kick again. Like, we're never going to use them. You know, that's the kind of way you feel. But then, you know, it kind of feels like it was all worth it when, you know, when you get to use it in a big situation. And, you know, having it on the 50 was awesome, too, and we got it in real good field position.
Is shielding yourself, is that like kind of the play, you coming down and kind of like, you know, blocking everybody off?
Well, I mean, I was trying to get the ball, but I had to get,
I know you have to wait.
You know, my thing is to try to get in front of the ball. That's the kind of reasoning behind it. So just it worked out this time, and you know, it's out there, so I'm sure we'll have to figure something else out.
So it feels better to kick about 9 yards than 50.
No, it went 10 yards.
It was close.
Well, if you want to be a pessimist, I go, yeah, but it went 10 yards. Oh, no, we got it. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it was going 10 if the guy didn't hit it. So.
How much is that your call to do that type of ball?
I don't make any calls.
How would you describe this one?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it's just crazy. Probably one of the craziest games I've been a part of. Remind me a lot of the Buffalo Monday Night Buffalo game where they got fumbled, and you know, I got lucky and recovered the fumble. So it was fun.